Day 31, March 20th. Today's reflection is based on 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 27, through chapter 13, verse 3, and was written by the Reverend Dr. James Goodlett III, class of 2025. I have a love-hate relationship with this time of year. As one who lives in the southern part of the United States, the month of March represents something of a colossal tease. One day, temperatures will rise to the 70s or 80s as the dogwoods bloom and the carpenter bees buzz. The next day, a cold front will race through our region, bringing with it thunderstorms, tornadoes, and an unwelcome blast of cold air. We Southerners are well acquainted with Mother Nature's fickle ways during the third month of our calendar year. Indeed, many from these parts will remember the famous blizzard of 1993. As a middle schooler, I experienced snow flurries at Disney World on March 12th of that year. Fittingly, an old proverb states March roars in like a lion and bows out like a lamb. In the state where I live, this represents the hinge season between the chillier climate of February and the eventual springtime heat of April. And there, amid the precipitous increases and decreases in temperature of the month, sits March 20th, also known as the spring equinox, the date marking the official start of spring and the beginning of a season when daytime finally outlasts the night. When daytime finally outlasts the night. There is something very fitting, very mid to late Lenten, about March 20th. The darkness is still very much present, almost in equal proportion to the day. But not quite. Not anymore. The light begins to take over, with the cold sting of death soon giving way to the radiant temperatures of resurrection. And yet, still, we're not there. We Lenten pilgrims remain very much on our way. Soon, however, the darkness will fade, even as the weather patterns of our lives change with lightning quick speed, even as Corinthian-like division runs amok within our world, our countries, and our homes, even as we squabble about whose gifts are the greatest in the kingdom of God. Daytime finally outlasts the night. The season now turns over to spring and all the life it ushers forth, as crosses and empty tombs dot the horizon. And we, O Church, strive for the greater gifts, the greatest of which is love. Today's prayer. Almighty God, as the seasons change and the darkness gives way to light, may we hold fast to the hope that anchors us in all times and all places. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, instill within us a love that builds up, that edifies, that unifies, even as the storms of division rage and the winds of dissension blow. May we speak, listen, respond, and act as teachers, apostles, prophets, and healers, remembering always that the greatest of all gifts is love. Come, Holy Spirit, make it so. Amen.